For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Sapti with My Telehealth. Earlier this year, Melania Trump toured a Philadelphia hospital's neonatal care unit.
Over the last year and a half, I have learned a great deal about neonatal absence syndrome. There are few things harder to bear than seeing a newborn suffer, and I'm anxious to do all that I can to help shine a light on this epidemic.
The First Lady spoke briefly about the opioid crisis and the effects it has on infants born to addicted mothers. According to the National Institute on Drug Abuse, a baby suffering from opioid withdrawals is born every 15 minutes.
The opioid crisis in pregnancy is essentially just reflecting what's going on in the United States with opioid use and opioid use disorder.
That was Dr. Connie Gill, a psychiatrist at the Medical University of South Carolina. She runs the Women's Reproductive Behavioral Health Program. She's an addiction specialist for expectant mothers.
Pregnancy is this time where women are really motivated towards positive health behaviors and treatment. And they're also afforded health insurance if they don't have it. They're coming in for multiple points of contact with the healthcare system. And so there's just this tremendous opportunity to work with these folks. And we know that when we treat addiction, people do incredibly well. And they have a really different life course and trajectory.
The goal of the program is to stop the problem by helping mothers with their addiction, which will in turn help their infants.
Our program is essentially to integrate behavioral health or mental health services within to obstetrics care. So we know that during pregnancy and postpartum, women are at high risk for mental health problems, including addiction. And so having providers that can address that within an OB setting is kind of the aim of our program.
Dr. Gill gets referred patients through their OBGYN provider.
It's the obstetrician that's seeing this patient and identify that they might be using opioids or struggling with their use of opioids. And it's typically through them that we get referrals. But we also are happy for people to self-refer.
Once the patient gets connected to Dr. Gill, they plan an in-person visit.
If it's somebody that we are going to be starting a medication such as buprenorphine with, that person would actually need to travel to Charleston to see us in person to do an initial evaluation. And then we could follow up with them and see them in their OBGYN practice.
Dr. Gill has found that telemedicine was one way to expand their reach across the state.
I absolutely think that the services we provide via telemedicine are just as good as in person. We can look for kind of symptoms of withdrawal that we need to be assessing when people are using opioids. We can do all of that via telemedicine. You don't need to actually physically touch somebody to do that.
Dr. Gill is able to see patients in clinics across the state due to telemedicine.
I think telehealth is beneficial in that we can identify and assess where women are with their addiction and then provide the appropriate treatment for whatever it is that they need. All of it may not be delivered via telehealth, but we can make sure we are connecting them to the places that they need to get the treatment they need.
According to data from the Centers of Disease Control and Prevention, the number of women with opioid use disorder at labor and delivery is more than four times what it was 20 years ago. Dr. Gill hopes that her program can impact those numbers, and she's already seen positive outcomes.
The most rewarding part about this is seeing people get into treatment that is really effective and it changes their life in a really significant and positive way. And people are able to parent the way they want to, they're able to engage in meaningful relationships, they're able to go back to work. It's just really, really rewarding.
For the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance, I'm Tabitha Safdi with My Telehealth. For more information and to follow the stories, visit us online at scetv.org/telehealth. South Carolina ETV is a member of the South Carolina Telehealth Alliance. This report can also be heard on southcarolinapublicradio.org.